Good morning and welcome to this episode of Step Into the Light. I am your host, Patty Sheen. Thank you for listening. On this show, we introduce listeners to people who have found their way out of the dark shadows of life and back to light, and those who, through various ministries and creative endeavors, lead others on their journey from darkness to light.
Good morning again and welcome. My guest this morning, Deborah Stout, is a direct Renaissance woman who doesn't mind speaking her mind, servant leader, sought-out speaker, author of Continued Miracles, inspiring testimonies of God at work in the lives of everyday people, and Jesus Came For You Journal, radio guest, street minister, and entrepreneur. Deborah believes in miracles and loves to share the reason why. Good morning, Debbie. Welcome to Step Into the Light.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Patty Machine, for having me on today. And listeners, grab all God has for you today.
Thank you for introducing that message, Debbie, because it's a very important one. And I'd like to start out by asking you, Debbie, did you always have it in mind to be a writer? Were you one of those kids that couldn't wait for an essay assignment in school? And did you have childhood experience that motivated you in that direction, or was writing the farthest thing from your mind when you were younger?
Thank you for asking. I'm glad you asked. Motivated, I was a slow, avid reader, and I desired to excel. But my grade school teacher asked me to come up to the board and write the word Europe one day, and I spelled the new word wrong. She criticized me mercilessly in front of the whole class, and she said, "You can't read or write and won't go to college." I couldn't cry, scream, or run. And God delivered me from this label, and the book was birthed years later, a miracle. So, no, I didn't have visions of being a writer at that time.
You know, Debbie, my heart just breaks when I hear about negative experiences between teachers and students that way. Because there are so many stories out there of teachers who just spoke a few words to a student that inspired them to go on to great things. And yet, I suppose, in a way, the negativity kind of put a flame in you, too. So
yes.
I am sorry that you had that experience, and yet look what God did. He turned that around and used it for good.
Yes, the Lord turned it around for good.
He sure did. What inspired you to write Continued Miracles?
Five things. You might wonder what they are.
Yes.
And I'm going to ask the listeners, are you in need of a miracle? And so you think God's forgotten you? I believe, hear of, and pray for God's miracles to bring people out of dark places. And my MO is miracles, and I've had many. That's one thing. Another thing is I broke my writing wrist, and my life was flipped upside down in an ice storm. Mm. My friend invited me to go to a new writers group at church with her, and I thought I was just along for the ride and didn't have any intentions of writing, and I couldn't pick up a pen. And the leader asked me at the meeting, "Debbie, would you like to write an article or a book?" I was stunned. I said, "A book." And not knowing what I committed to, the Lord heard me. And he kickstarted the journey with the title in my dream. And then the Greater Philadelphia Christian Writers Conference catapulted me several times and surrounded me with many experts year after year. So those are the five things that inspired me to write miracles. And also other people besides me need to know that God continues miracles to this day. And that he is still on the throne and he has not forgotten you.
Well, I love those explanations, Debbie. And before we go any further, you might give us, what is your definition of a miracle?
Oh, that's a good thing. I have two definitions, the official definition and a layman's term definition. Miracles are special interventions by God on behalf of his people. The supernatural interventions in the ordinary course of nature, temporary suspension of a custom order, or an interruption of the system of nature as it is controlled by the force of the spirit. That's the official definition. And I ask people out on the street, I do street ministry, what their definition of a miracle is. And one of the people said, miracles are something that should not happen, but they happen anyway. So you can take your pick, whichever one you like, or both.
I think miracles, in my opinion, are something that occur every day all around us, and we just don't take the time to recognize them as miracles. That's my take on it anyway. And I think of the very simplest little things, like a conversation that I have with someone that I didn't anticipate, or that time when you're in traffic and at the last second you realize that, hey, I need to hit my brake now, and you avoid a horrific accident. And I just see every day all these little things that we sadly take for granted. Deborah, it sounds like you've had some difficulties in your life. So, of course, the premise of this show is people who have been in a dark place and found their way back, or people who, through their ministry, their writing, different creative endeavors, lead others out of darkness. But I get the impression from just from getting to know you a little bit that you have had some difficulties you faced before you saw that God was preparing you for a miracle. Would you share about that with us?
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Many difficulties before having any of my miracles. It seems like the test comes before the testimony. I developed two new health challenges ready to kill me after escaping our house fire. I was the last one out of the house. And we went instantly homeless out on the street, and I couldn't keep my job because we relocated temporarily for 16 months. And I needed, believed, and prayed for a miracle for my health, for my finances, for my living situation, for my journey. So, yes, I think that many people have many, they think that they're having many difficulties, but they have to have the difficulties to get to the miracle. The miracle is not a cakewalk. We just, many people do in the Bible, just have a miracle. Yes, that can happen. For many, there are going to be tests and trials. For instance, one of the ladies I know right now is going through a horrendous testing period and in need of resources. She went to a place to get a prayer. She got there, and believe it or not, the person prayed for her, and there were other people around, and she said she was in need, and someone came out of their pocket with a significant amount of money, and I believe that was an angel on assignment. So you never, never know when, where your miracle is going to come or how it is going to come. Many people have prescribed notions that it's going to come one way, and it can come a totally different way, not what you're expecting.
Yes, and I agree with that. And that's part of the miraculous element of it, I think, Deb, is that we cannot often foretell what's going to happen. And when it does happen, it's something that is just beyond our wildest imagination. And I think that's part of what makes a miracle so special.
Yes, and many people do not know, but you can have multiple miracles at the same time. I have had two miracles at the same time regarding that health challenge. And then, in other words, I had the two health challenges, and God delivered both of them with a miracle at the same time. And I went home and cried for 2 hours. I couldn't believe it. And then, you know, I decided, well, I want other people to know about this miracle. The word says they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. So I wanted others to hear of those miracles. So I had to get retested. And the doctors declared that it was gone. Things were gone instantly. So I think that don't rule out multiple miracles at the same time also.
And the interesting thing is, Deb, I'd be curious to know, in your experience, how did the doctors handle that miracle? What was their reaction?
Oh, I asked the doctor straight out. If this comes out clean after you test me, are you willing to write no surgery on my paper? And he said yes. So then I decided, okay, I went in, got tested. It came out clean after the test, those things. And then I ran up. I ran to his office. I said, you need to write it on my paper right now. No surgery required. He did that. And I ran up and down the halls of the hospital, hollering about my miracle so that everybody would know that God delivered me out of those. And the doctors sat up and took notice, and they acknowledged, yes, it was a miracle. We had bona fide, qualified leaders in the hospital who had said that I needed a surgery, but God overruled all. So stay tuned for your coming attractions, too. Don't always rule out a miracle when the people are looking at the papers and all the numbers on the paper. My friend just had a miracle, I guess, Tuesday. She was supposed to have she was supposed to have surgery on the Tuesday, and now they said she didn't need the surgery on the Tuesday. So stay tuned for coming attractions for what God has for you.
Absolutely. That is amazing. Tell us about your faith journey that you traveled while you were dealing with the struggles that you went through. Did you have doubts that there was going to be a miracle? Did you totally expect one? Where were you at with that?
Well, for me, I just have solid faith to believe the word of God 100%, not 70% or 99%, and will not be moved. And with God's help, my faith and prayer life soar. So when someone tells me, though, there's this, that, and the other on the papers, I don't believe it 100%. And I tell them that, no, I'm going to stand for my miracle. I'm going to wait for my miracle. I'm just going to wait on God. And I'll give the readers just one miracle right now, that 1 week before my mission trip to Mexico, I was told that I needed my, for 2 years, I was told I needed my last wisdom tooth out. And I said, no, God will handle it. God will take care of it. And then 1 week before one of my mission trips, the dentist said, well, you have to have it come out today. You have to have it come out now before you go to Mexico. I said, oh, no, I'm already promised out to Mexico. I'm already paid for. I cannot do that. And he reached up in my mouth, and my wisdom tooth fell out in his hand. He was shocked.
No.
I asked him to go call all the dentists. I didn't go through surgery. I didn't go through Novocaine. I didn't bleed. And God took the wisdom tooth out. It looked like a disintegrated seashell. So I stood in faith that it was going to be taken care of. I didn't know how, but God took care of it. And I got on the plane, and I went to Mexico.
Oh, wow. That is an amazing story, Deb. Oh, my goodness.
And also, I trained others to seek God first and have faith for a miracle. And the scripture that I stand on, or I believe in, is, but Jesus looked at them and said to them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. And that's Matthew 19:26. So I encourage everyone to go look it up, memorize it, quote it. Maybe they already know it. Many people have already had miracles. They're standing in faith for the next one.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, I'm thinking back to my own experience, not so much with medical stuff, but I live in a home by myself. I'm a widow with 5 acres of property, so, and a well and all that kind of stuff that, you know, things can always go wrong. And I had a tree out in my backyard that was a fairly substantial, good-sized tree, and it was dead, and it really needed to be cut down. But trying to hire somebody is either, it's trying to find somebody is difficult enough, and then when you do find somebody, they want an arm and a leg to do anything like that, you know. And one Sunday, I came home from church, and I had had my curtain to my patio taken to the cleaners. They were going to be cleaning it, so there was nothing on that window, and I hadn't been back in this room for a while, and I walked back here, and I'm not kidding you, Debbie, that tree, it had just fallen, the house, and it fell, I want to say within a 16th of an inch of my roof. I mean, didn't touch the house, didn't touch the roof at all. It was like it just fell perfectly. And I was like, wow, this is a miracle. You know, I didn't have to call anybody or anything. It just was there. So I believe, like I said earlier, I believe there's miracles everywhere.
And one thing I like that you said is that you are willing to share your miracle with others. God wants us not to keep our miracles to ourselves. He wants us to share them with others. And in my research, the majority of the miracles are running below the radar or below the tip of the iceberg, but they need to come out because that gives people encouragement. That's why they get on your Blog Talk Radio. That's why they look for miracles. That's why they want to hear about miracles. People need to share their miracles. And yes, that was a miracle. There's no way that that big tree, as heavy as it was just going to just, you know, come down unless it was a miracle or unless the tree surgeon took it down. So thank you for sharing that.
Yes, absolutely. And I did. We'll take a break here where I remind listeners that you are listening to Step Into the Light with host Patty Sheen here on Blog Talk Radio. My guest today is servant leader, speaker, and author Debbie Stout. Debbie is the author of Continued Miracles, Inspiring Testimonies of God at Work in the Lives of Everyday People, and the Jesus Came for You Journal. If you would like to listen to this episode again or hopefully refer it to friends and family, it is on archive. The most current 5 episodes can be found on the homepage at pattysheen.com. That's spelled PATTISHENE.com. The Blog Talk Radio tab at the top of the page will give you access to archived episodes. Under each episode is a More Information tab that provides links to guest website, social media, and other resource information. Let's return to our interview with Debbie. Debbie, you shared, I enjoyed your book, Continued Miracles. You shared several stories about miracles on many different levels. You talked about stories of rescue from addiction to stories of forgiveness to financial situations, healing, even to miracles for pets. Where and how did you gather all of these testimonies of miracles? How did you solicit people to share with you?
Thank you for asking. I wanted to say first that God destroys drama, severs strongholds, and brings the faithless faithful. And he brought men and women like you and me from different walks of life and locations to me to share their personal miracle stories. And most of these people I never met. And for many, this is the first time they stepped out of their zone and stepped into the light to share their story publicly. They had many things holding them back that would have prevented them from sharing with, you know, other people outside of their family. And then you may have a similar situation and say, well, that's me. And they wanted you to benefit from how God delivered them from pain and suffering. And you, too, can have a smile a mile wide. Many of these people, I might have been at a bus stop, and I asked the person if he'd ever had a miracle. And the person would say yes, and then the person would give me their miracle, and we would document it and get permission. And then now others who read the book get to hear their firsthand real-life story. There are people, due to the nature of their miracles, we had to change the name for their protection, but they were willing to step out of their zone and share with everyone who's on the line today or anyone who reads the book that, in other words, they too can be relieved and delivered and set free from their shame, their distress, their struggles, and have a smile, generate a smile. And others say, oh, I needed to hear that. Just like today, others needed to hear how God took down your tree. And it didn't cost you $700 to $1,500. Praise God.
Right. And my roof wasn't destroyed.
Now, see how God did? It was maybe less than an inch away from the house. It could have very well come down straight through the house with the weight of the tree.
Exactly.
And then that would have been a major situation because you would have had to maybe move out. You would have had to pay some money to get it restored. You would have had to go find somebody to take it down. So God took care of it himself. And guess what? It was down before you got back out of church. Praise God.
Absolutely. Deborah, I would like to share with listeners my feelings about your book because I like to promote the work of my guests. And as I mentioned earlier, the name of Debbie's book is Continued Miracles, Inspiring Testimonies of God at Work in the Lives of Everyday People. And that means you and me, listeners. She has these different chapters, and each chapter pretty much deals with a different situation, like finances, forgiveness. And after she tells each story, which was related to her by someone else, she has a reflection on that miracle. And it's, I think it's pretty much consistently Bible verses, if I remember correctly. Isn't that right, Deb?
Yeah.
Miracle is the scripture. Yeah. And then she has the person who told her about the miracle, that person's reflections. She finishes that particular story with a section titled Your Response, and she's pretty much asking the reader, what would your response be? For example, in this one, she says, would you be able to forgive if this, what was related in that previous story, happened to you? So I really like that, that in addition to telling the story, you carry it a little bit further as to what is behind this scripturally, and then what is this person's opinion of what happened to them, and then, hey, reader, what do you think? So I really like that format that you used in the book, and I wanted to share that with listeners. Where'd you get that idea from?
Thank you. That was my idea, but it's not just about me. It's just not about the person and their miracle. Yes, they had their miracle. They shared their story, but they wanted you to know what they thought about it. They wanted, those were scriptures they chose, and also they wanted you to decide, if you were in their position, how would you have reacted? So they want the reader to be directly involved, not just the person who gave up their story. They want you to think about for the future, how would you react? In other words, you may have reacted one way before you read the book, but now that you've read their stories, you might react differently. So they want the reader to be drawn in.
Yes, and I think you did a very good job of that with that particular format.
Thank you.
Deb, what advice do you have for listeners who are seeking a miracle?
Oh, that's very good. Yes. Keep seeking, knocking, and find it. In the word, it says ask, seek, find, and knock that it should be open to you. So keep seeking, and on a scale of 1 to 10, where do you stand right now in believing for your miracle? Yesterday, you might have thought of one thing. Today, after the podcast, you might think a different thing. God might bring you a word, and you might think something else, but you need to know where you stand for a miracle, believing for a miracle. And then also, get on our God's Miracle Prayer Line each week. I have a Miracle Prayer Line each week for 15 minutes on a Monday and 15 Ooh. Minutes on a Friday night. And then, people, we pray for nothing but miracles. Or we give testimonies. People will bring their testimonies online. So I welcome people to get on the prayer line. I can give Ms. Patty Sheen the call number and the PIN number, too. And then also grab a copy today of Continued Miracles. And Continued Miracles book has a chapter titled Seven Keys to Your Miracle. So you can see how it is that you want to improve, enhance your program. And then also in the book, there is a chapter where you can write your own miracle. Maybe you've had a miracle and the steps are laid out so that it's more formal instead of storing it up in the back of your head only, then you can write it down too. So if you need to share it with somebody next week, next month, you already have it written down so it's not going to evaporate or escape from you. Yes, it is important that you do not rule it out. Many people are discouraged because other people are saying, oh, no, that'll never happen for you. Or right at the last minute, some of the people are on their deathbed and God can save that soul and bring them back. And you never really know. My grandmother was in the hospital one time and they called everybody to the hospital, said she was going to die. And the next thing you know, grandma lived 20 more years. So even though it was said that it was spoken over her that she would not make it out of that hospital, then she was an encourager and told her testimony for the next 20 years. So I encourage everyone on the line to be sure to take it seriously that, yes, God is in the miracle working business, and he continues them to today.
Well, thank you so much, Debbie, for that information and for sharing that. And I wanted to explore with you, we have a few more minutes, and there's no right or wrong answer to this one. I would just kind of like to discuss with you, and I don't want to put you on the spot here and say you need to have a right answer, because I don't think there is one. How do we, as human beings, handle it when the miracle that we are hoping and praying for doesn't happen? How do we reckon ourselves with the goodness of God when that occurs?
And that is a very good point. That is something that many, many, many people all around the world think, like, God left them out. Where was he? Why wasn't he there? And Mary and Martha in the Bible said the same thing. Lazarus died. He was dead in the grave 4 days. And they were saying, where was Jesus? You know, where was his miracle? If he had come there, Lazarus would not have died. And they also thought that Lazarus, Mary, and Martha were some of Jesus's best friends. In fact, he cried and he heard that Lazarus had died. But many times we don't get to pick and choose what the Lord is going to do. One of the people I know, we had prayed for a miracle, and her funeral is today. So mm-hmm. I say that, yes, we do pray for the miracles, but God has it in his hands. He has us in his hand, in the palm of his hand, what he wants to do. And if he wants to take that person home with him, they are in a good place. But we can't get mad at God. You know, we are still believers in God. And no matter if he brings down your tree, no matter if he takes your loved one, no matter if he doesn't bring you the rent money during that time that you were asking him for, no matter what it is, he still has everything under control. He is still on the throne. And we have to look to him and also praise him, worship him, glorify him, magnify him, and he is worthy to be praised. So we just have to move forward. Yes, it's difficult. Yes, it hurts. I heard one of the ladies, I do street ministry, and she said a couple weeks ago, no, I don't believe in God. He took my son 8 years ago, and so I can't even believe in God. So I said to her, Jesus loved you, and she kept running, and she left. So I'm just saying that don't harbor resentment toward God if he has taken someone of your one of your loved ones home, or if something didn't happen when you expected, where you expected. Just stay in faith that God is still on the throne.
I take issue with one thing that you said, Deb, and that is I really think that we do have a right to express our anger and our disappointment
at God when
something happens, mm-hmm. because he can handle it. But he's the one that helps us through those feelings. See what I'm saying? I mean, to say, oh, yeah, you know, my spouse died at 34. Well, that's okay. It was God's will. That's fine. No, a human being is not going to react that way. They're going to react with anger and loneliness and sadness and disappointment and all these things. And I think they have to work through all these instead of just saying, yeah, it's okay. That's what God wanted, and I'm cool with it. Because we're often not.
I agree with you. I agree with you. There is a lot of anger, animosity, division that goes along with it. I do agree with that. Yes, that is an immediate human reaction, and there's no way around that. And it doesn't matter who it is, where they live, how old they are, that you know, the anger is going to come. But in the end, after all the anger and everything, then it would be best that you don't throw in the towel and just throw Jesus to the wind.
Exactly.
So, yes, I do agree with you. I do agree with you. Yes, the anger, animosity. I have had trouble calls over the past 3 weeks from someone going through a tremendous ordeal 5 times a day. So, yes, there's a lot of animosity, anger, division, and I do have to pray, keep praying for the person. But in the end, you know, God is still there for them. Yes, people will react. That's a given, you know, and it doesn't matter who they are or where they live. So, yes, I agree.
And I think my concern to the whole thing, Deb, for people is that feeling if they don't get their miracle of, A, I'm not good enough, B, I did something wrong, C, I didn't try hard enough. D, God doesn't really love me. And that's what's sad when people are led to continue to believe in that mindset that I did something wrong, so God just doesn't think that I'm worth this miracle. And that's not true at all. So I think that's the thing that we need to emphasize to people is that, no, we don't always see why God does what he does, but he always, always, always loves you, and he will never, ever, ever abandon you or leave you. So that's the message I wanted to share.
That's true. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And like you say, that's normal reactions, what you just described, that's normal reaction. And that has been human nature since time began. And that's the way it is. So I agree with you. And also one thing I was going to share is many people get upset if their loved ones don't come to Christ. In other words, experience salvation. But again, that is a miracle, the miracle of salvation. That's one that I go to Mexico for missions. And also it says in the Bible, he who calls in the name of the Lord shall be saved. And then also in Matthew 4:16, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And upon those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. So that's one miracle that people can hope for themselves and also for their loved ones. And if they don't know the Lord is their Savior, today is the day. So I'll just throw that out there, too.
Yes, and thank you for sharing that, Deb. What is next for you? I think you have a pretty exciting trip coming up soon, don't you?
Yes, we are getting geared up now to go on mission to Mexico to do a medical mission. And also I have to teach the children Bible study. They will get a bag of food. They will get prayer. I'm on their prayer teams. And we see miracles in Mexico all the time. And also I have done 10 missions to Tijuana, Mexico. And up there they do not have doctors on the top of the mountain. Doctors, hospitals, pharmacies, medicines, they don't have any of those. So they're definitely looking for miracles. And then also reach out. I just want to put this out there. Reach out to Patty Sheen today, and she has a powerful mission and wants the best for you, listeners, and wants to hear from you. And my webinars will be launching. And one major focus is, again, is the miracle of salvation and watch God save souls, snatch them from the darkness, and bring them into his light. And my goal is to help you, listeners, to believe in the God of miracles and in miracle signs and wonders. He hasn't left you out, and also I vision to do a 10-city tour. Speaking engagements are welcome nationwide, including live stages and podcasts. And then I continue writing, and I'm writing an article for a magazine now. I promote journaling for good health. Many people don't know there's many good health benefits from journaling. So those are just a few things on the horizon.
You are a busy lady, Deb, and may God bless you and every single one of your endeavors. It sounds like you are truly a servant for him, and your desire is to reach out to people and to share the gospel, and may God continue to bless you in that endeavor. Thank you so much for being on the show today. It's been a delight to visit with you.
Well, thank you, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in, and come back next time. Ms. Patty Sheen has a powerful podcast, and also bring somebody with you. Share it with someone else. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much, Deb. Listeners, in closing, we all encounter dark periods in our lives to one degree or another. During those difficult times, strive to seek the light, knowing that when we allow it to shine through, it is so much brighter than we remembered. Thank you so much for listening today. If you would like to listen to this show again, it is on archive. Go to my website, which is pattysheen.com. That's spelled PATTISHENE.com. The most current 5 episodes are found right on the home page. You'll find the Blog Talk Radio tab at the top of the page. Click on that. It will give you a link to all the shows we have aired to date. Under each show is a more information tab. Click on that, and you will find more information about our guests, such as website and social media contacts. I can also be found on Facebook. LinkedIn, Twitter, and Pinterest as Patty Sheen. Until next time, God bless you.